This message you're about to hear is from the stable of Pastor Mike Ofuegbo, the senior pastor at the Perfect Will of God Mission. As you listen, may you be blessed.
As I am without one plea, but thou thy blood was shed for me, and thou thy bids me come through thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting on thy road, my soul of worm that blood, to thee whose blood can cleanse its part, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am so tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fighting within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come.
You are blessed in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to be teaching on a topic that has to do with spiritual things, and I title it, Your Problems Could Be Spiritual. This is true. Your problems, they could be spiritual. There are many people whose problems are spiritual, but they didn't know anything about it. They keep trying to get the problem solved in a very natural and physical way. And they are not getting any way out, or they're not getting any breakthrough. I want to talk about this so that you will listen in case your problems are spiritual. And I would like to say that most problems that people are passing through are spiritually connected. Most problems, most sicknesses, most marital problems, most delayed marriages, most failures, business breakdown, dreams and the rest are spiritually attached. Most of them are spiritually sourced. But people don't know about it. Some people don't know. They see it to be physical. So I'll be dealing with that today. And I want to read from the book of Luke 13. I'll read from verse 11 down to 16. Luke 13, 11 to 16. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. 14. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them come therefore and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doeth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and led him away to watering. Look at verse 16. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he, let me read also verse 17. And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Understand this story. The woman was bound by the spirit of infirmity. How many years? 18 full years. And she was bent down together that she could not even walk. She was bent low. She couldn't lift up herself. And this 18 years, she must have been going places, trying to find solution to her problems. And all to no avail. She couldn't find any. Until she met Jesus. And Jesus said, woman, thou art loosed. She was loosed from the bound of Satan, from the power and forces of darkness holding her. She was loosed. Jesus set her free. Now look at that. Jesus said Satan had bound this woman for 18 full years. What's the source of her problem? Satan. That's a spiritual problem. Satan himself had bound the woman 18 full years. And in that 18 years, she must have suffered a lot of things in the hands of people. In the hands of the physicians, in the hands of all manner of people where she had been going to get solution. And 18 years, she would have lost everything she had. And still, there was no solution. Until Jesus handled that problem spiritually. Now listen to me. Your problems could be spiritual. That's why you have to discern. You have to try to look at what you are passing through in your life. To know if these problems are spiritual. They could be. And if they are, tell you the truth, you cannot get solution physically. I said in one of my messages that you see, some are problems that are spiritual. Medically, like some illness that are spiritual, medically you can't get solution. You go to the hospital, they tell you everything is okay. I was invited to pray for a little boy in Port Harcourt. And when I got to the hospital, I went straight to the doctor to seek permission so that I can go pray for the boy. And the doctor said, look, Pastor, you could do that. Please. Please, if you know what to do, please do. This boy has been screaming. He has been shouting day in, day out, nonstop since they brought him here. He has been screaming. And nobody, if he keep quiet, it maybe in less than a minute he will start again. And I asked him, what's wrong with the boy? He said, I don't know. I've carried out tests, all the tests that we could do about his body. We've done everything. We've taken samples to university teaching hospital. Everything is okay. Everything about this boy is okay. So we don't know why. We don't know why this is happening to him. And there's a big swelling on his neck. And I asked the doctor, what's that? The doctor said, well, maybe it's a long-term sickness and a long sickness that have been in his body, and the thing want to go out from this place. Then he formed a boil, very big one. This boy be screaming. I said, okay, let's go together. Just lead me together. So we go talk to the father and pray for the boy. The father was there. When I got to the place, the way this boy was screaming, it's too much. But I stood there. I didn't even get close him. I stood, pointed at him, and I said, shh, stop, in the name of Jesus. Take your dirty mouth out of his neck and stop biting him. Get out of him immediately. And the boy stopped crying. That's how the little boy stopped crying. And the doctor said, what did you do to him? I said, but we're here together. He said, what happened? I said, there are things you cannot see. Your x-ray machine can't see them. The scanning machine, the scanner cannot see them. There are some demons that are biting the neck of that boy. I just rebuked them and they ran away. So that's what happened. He said, what? Then peace came to the world because it's a general word. All the people there, everybody said, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. And I said, doctor, can I pray for them? He said, go ahead and pray for them. I said, because if I pray for them, definitely they are going to leave here. This hall is going to be empty. By tomorrow, all of them will go. He said, oh no, pray for him. Pray for them. And I prayed for them. And that's the way God delivered and set them free. The next day, actually, they were sent home. Definitely, other set of people will come. So there are cases that are spiritual. And when they are spiritual, let me tell you, you may not be able to handle them with other physical means. You have to go spiritual. You have to look. And when I mean spiritual, don't go using the devils or mediums. Don't go using the powers of darkness to get your problem solved, because you can't get any problem solved through the powers of darkness. If you go perform sacrifices to demons, they will take the sacrifices. They might come down. Within a space of time, they will return. And if they come back, the worst is going to be the case. They are going to do worse things than they've done before. So if you have a problem, go to God. Look for a genuine man of God who understands the things of the Spirit. Look for one who understands the things of the Spirit. And they will help you out. And that's the way you're going to get your freedom. If your case is spiritual. Now, what is a spiritual problem? It's a problem that is sourced or caused by the devils. The problem that are caused by demons. The problem that are caused by witches and wizards. Problem that are caused by marine spirits. Spirit and spiritual husbands and wives. Spiritual problems cannot be solved by medical or physical means. That one is basic. You can't. Most people's problem are spiritual, but they don't know it. I've said it before. There are so many people whose problems are spiritual, but they don't know. Now, how to handle spiritual problems? Number one, you must give your life to Jesus. And that's how to invite him. You hand over the matter to Jesus Christ. Then seek spiritual help from a deliverance minister who is a real servant of God, who understands the things of the Spirit. Spiritual problems kill people without notice. Without notice, they destroy people's life. They don't inform you before they strike. Because demons are at work, powers of darkness are at work, witches and wizards are at work. And you know, they are wicked spirits. They are very, very wicked. They can just do anything at any time. So check your problems and know whether they are spiritual. And if they are, all you have to do is to come for deliverance. How do you know some of your problems are spiritual? When they keep repeating themselves. When they keep repeating themselves. Let me tell you this. There was a woman that was brought to come and see me. They brought her from another state because she was running mad. Her case is mental. The husband is a priest. The husband, he owns a church, you know. And both families were having problems. The husband's family and the woman's family, they were having problems because they were accusing the man that he's the one using their daughter to make money. And the man said nothing like that. He has a healing home. Let me use the word here. He has a healing home where people come for healing. But this woman was dying. That doesn't mean he doesn't know what he's doing. Well, I'm trying to say that he's not the pastor he said he is. No, that's not what I'm getting at. Then it was the sister of this woman, because they've taken the woman to everywhere they know. Admit her, they said they took her somewhere, she stayed 9 months, they took her to another place, she stayed 9 months, they took her to somewhere else. So it's a big war between the families, because the family of the woman insisted that their problem is from the man. So the man said, well, if they know where to take their daughter, they should take her to that, whatever be the bill that he will pay. And if they know where to go and prove that he is the one causing the problem, then he will answer them anywhere they call him. Spiritual problems, they are terrible. So the sister sent for, this sister that is with us then, sent for the in-law and said they should bring the woman. They brought her to Lagos. The very day they brought her to see me in the office, she just came in and said, hey woman, you know your husband's hands is clean, he's not involved. Your problem is spirit husbands. You know you got spirit husbands. That's it. They are the ones troubling you, because they want you to come back. They want you to die and come back home, because that was the agreement you signed with them. That's what you signed with them. So they want you back. The sister that brought her was there. The husband family members were there. When I was saying this thing, I said, no. The man's hand is clean. He did nothing. Well, I rebuked the spirit husband, and they left. And the woman was healed immediately. I mean, instantly, she was okay. That's it. So the people brought the bundle of money that the man gave. Whoever that will heal their sister should take, his wife should take the money. I say, no, this anointing is not for sale. You don't do it for money. It's a free gift. God gave it to us free. Freely we receive and freely we give it out. So your problems could be spiritual. Check what is happening in your family, between you and your husband, between you and your wife, among your children, among your family members. Nobody is getting up. Everything is tied down. Those that get up, they will come down. People die mysteriously. Sickness, mysterious sickness, all kinds of things. Nobody is getting married. I remember a woman bringing her 4 daughters. None of them was married. How can that be? It's spiritual. The other family, all the girls, when they go married, they will get divorced and come back home. This spiritual. So try to understand, to see if your case is spiritual and handle it spiritually. That is the way you're going to get solution. If you want to get the full message on this, then you can come to us and get it. And remember, if your case is spiritual, then you come for prayers. You're married, you're not having baby for a long time. No, there are spiritual things about it. When the devils are rebuked, they will release your womb. And then you will have your baby. So stop handling spiritual problems physically. Look for a man. Look for a minister that God has anointed to do such things. If you couldn't find any, then worship with us every Sunday. Your life will not remain the same again. In Jesus' mighty name. Just as I am without one plea, but thou thy blood was shed for me, and that thy bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am, and worthy not to rid my soul of one that's blood, to thee whose blood can cleanse its part, O Lamb of God, I come.
I come.
The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Nothing uplifts like the Word of God, and I trust that the message you just heard has uplifted you. Now, if you'd like to make a decision, if you want to be born again, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you just said that prayer, I'm glad to tell you that you are now born again. You are now a child of God.
This message you just listened to was a message from our senior pastor, Apostle Mike Ofoegbu, the author of the Dangerous Prayer series. For more information, call 080-8420-2031 or 080-3304-9782. Or you could worship with us at our weekly and Sunday services at Pathway Will of God Mission, opposite Fountain of Life School, behind Daman College, by Close One Gate, Satellite Town, Alakija Bus Stop, Badagry Expressway, Lagos. Stay blessed.